is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. I hope you had an explosive fourth. I have no idea what freaking day it is right now. They're all blending together, and the bender continues because I believe the weekend is about to commence, which means we got a lock and load, a ton of action. And with tickets in hand, let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, as we always do at the top of the Fade 5 Podcast. These are longer odds wagers plus 100 or greater that we adore, that we love, that we absolutely must play across the spectrum of sports books. Lundy on the diamond tonight. What do you like?
Let's go to Cleveland, shall we? Cleveland rocks. Cleveland rocks. All right. But Kansas City does not. That's basically all you need to know. Cleveland rocks. Kansas City, not so much. Stick to barbecue. You suck at baseball. The Royals are 12-32. On the road. Yikes. Ugly. There's another team that's just as bad. I'll talk about them a little bit later. So let's go to Cleveland. And I'm actually going to double down on some double bags. How about over 1.5 total bases for Amon Rosario as well as J-Ram, Jose Ramirez? If we double down on both of those guys, at least 2 total bases for each one. Oh, Brad, you want to start off the weekend feeling sexy? Over at Caesars, plus 257 is what you can get both of those guys at. Real quick, Daniel Lynch is going to be on the bump for Kansas City. Rosario's got a 546 lifetime average against him, 6-for-11, with a couple of doubles as well as a round tripper in there. And then Jose Ramirez, just a measly 444. Against Lynch in his career. So a couple of guys that I like to get at least 2 bags each. Put those together at Caesars, 257.
Yeah, we're going to have a companion wager a little bit later on J-Ram on the Fade 5 Podcast today. But yeah, get seduced by that juice and work those shoulders north of plus 200. All aboard that hopefully it will be a gravy train. And toot, I hope this one will be as well. Dylan Cease, give me him just to record a win against the basement-dwelling St. Louis Cardinals. That's at plus 180, available at DraftKings. This game being played on the south side in the Windy City, and I think Cease is going to do some damage. Yeah, 18 starts this season. He's only had 6 decisions. He's 3-3. That is it. He's long overdue for a W, and I believe he will get it today. 3.91 walk per 9 mark. That is a little bit worrisome, but the 10-plus K per 9 in the entire season. Plus, pitching better there on the south side, a guaranteed rate. A 3.62 home ERA this season, and a player two over his last 5 starts, 2.83 ERA. So he is right now really hitting his stride this year in St. Louis. They have been a roller coaster ride offensively. They had that massive outburst of runs scored in the first part of May, but really since then, they've been largely lackluster over the last couple of weeks, specifically number 22 in Major League Baseball in total runs scored, playing just 55 in 12 games. So Dylan Cease, Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert is going to be in the home run derby. Give my man some run support, and he'll slam the door with his nasty stuff and record that win at plus 180 at DraftKings. With those plus bus wagers on the board, let's keep on rolling with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco, I'm going to stick with a record to win theme, and I'm going to go now down to the desert, and there in the Sonoran, a guy's going to put up some spectacular numbers because that has been the story all season long. The slithering snake, that is Zach Gallen, and I'm drinking him up, and I believe he's going to record that W against the visiting Pittsburgh Pirates. That's at plus 125 at DraftKings, so nice value there on the money line. By comparison, which is a minus 200 right now. You look at Gallen, what he has done at home. He is toe the rubber 9 times. He is an impeccable 8-0. in those appearances with a 1.50 ERA and a 203 on base against. That is it. That's all he's given up. He's not giving up a ton of hitters, guys finding the open field or walks or even errors. He's just getting dudes out. And on top of that as well, Pittsburgh on the road this season, 18-26, decent OPS of 707. But since the first month of the season, every month subsequently, they've been well under 700 OPS. And on top of that, yeah, they're playing some guys here of late, a number 11 in total run score, but they're just so inconsistent, so unpredictable. But what is easy to focus on is, again, that perfect 8-0 record of Zach Allen there at Chase Field. So Lundy, feed or follow the ace of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Get another win there at home against Pittsburgh, plus 125 at DraftKings.
Yeah, that's after last night when the Mets were just going pow, pow, pow.
Oh, yeah. Smacking that ass.
Diamondbacks last night. Like, I thought, oh, you know, I'll turn a baseball game on. I'll have it on in the background as I'm just kind of hanging out last night trying to get some stuff done. And that thing was complete snooze fest, as the Mets just absolutely laid the wood and cut the heads off the snake. So you got to feel like they can get him some run support after, you know, throwing up a goose egg last night. So that's what I'm going to hope for, because they do need to give him a little bit of run support. I love that 8-0 record. But hey, snakes, help Gallen out, please, at the plate. Yes, I like this one. Good odds at plus 125.
Yeah, Corbin Carroll looks like he's going to be out of action. So that is a major dent in the offensive upside of Arizona. But Lourdes Gurriel, Ketel Marte, swing the hot bat and give our guy the necessary run support so I can score a dub at plus money.
Number four.
Numero Quattro of the Fate 5 podcast today. Hey, it's me. It's Tony Rizzo. Yeah, Anthony Rizzo facing his former employer, and he is a Chicago legend, and trying to build up that kind of status, that kind of legacy with the New York Yankees. I say he gets a single. That's all I need. Against the Norris Siders and Jameson Taillon, the former Yankee himself, at plus 145, available there at DraftKings. Rizzo is mired in a deep, depressing slump right now. A guy over the last month is batting south of 180. Yikes. So applying bat to ball hasn't happened often, whether he's in a leadoff spot, which he has done here a couple of times of late, batting third, batting cleanup. It doesn't really matter. Can't get out of this funk that he is currently in, but tonight could be the night. He is batting 305 there at Yankee Stadium on the season, and against Jameson Taillon in his career, 10 for 23 for those non-math majors in attendance. That is a 455 batting average with a 1,291 OPS, and of those 10 hits, 7 have gone for singles. And Taillon this season, he has struggled and struggled mightily with a 6.93 barf ERA. So it's me. It's Tony Rizzo. Bang one in the outfield, stop at first base, and we cash a handsome ticket, a plus 145 at DraftKings. Lundy, hey, fade or follow.
By the way, folks, that's also Brad did audition for Sopranos. And
that's all I did over and over again on repeat.
That's all he did. He kept hoping that maybe the casting crew were Yankees fans and would maybe cut him some slack, given the fact that his impersonation is awful.
It's bad.
But yeah. That's exactly what it was. In which case they were like, next, and they just continued right on down the line. I'm going to roll with you on the singles. You know, I never like to pigeonhole myself to single, double, whatever it happens to be. So I like this one at plus 145. I do want to throw another one out there that I like. That's got the standard prop juice on it at a minus 115. Take his HRR, his hits plus runs plus RBI, which at DraftKings right now, you can snag at a minus 115. If you think he can get out of the slump, you can actually get his total bases at 135, plus 135. But I'm backing off of that because I'm not sure that I trust it just because of the slump he's in, as good as he's been in the Bronx. So put all of that together. The fact he's got the Cubs, I think it's an opportunity. You talked about his lifetime average against Taillon, but The other one that I do like with this one, again, standard juice at DK -115, HRR, hits plus runs plus RBI. I think he gets on. I think he gets safely on base once, and I think he scores a run. So I think we're going to cash that ticket as well.
Bada bing, bada boom. Hey, do it for me, Tony Rizzo.
Number three.
All right, with that nightmare now in the distance, let's go to the bump, and let's go to representative of SoFlo, and a guy that we all thought was going to be in the NL Cy Young conversation at the beginning of the season, but man, he has been battered, he has been bruised, he has been tattooed often, and that is Sandy Alcantara, or Alcantara, if you prefer the pronunciation there. I think tonight he is going to issue at least two walks, so give him the over 1.5 freebies against the Phillies -130 there at DraftKings. A little bit of higher juice on this, and it's understandable why, because Alcantara has gone over this in 10 of his last 13 turns in the rotation. He's got 2.76 walks per nine mark on the season. The call plus swing strike percentage is actually on par with his career average, but still his location has been a little bit spotty this year. Now, I know earlier this season against Philadelphia, way back on April 10th, he only issued one walk, but he only pitched four innings in that game. Some limitations overall in his efforts, and that's why he got a quick hook there. So hopefully he'll go at least six innings tonight and increase our chances of giving those two free passes. The slider, the change valuations have fallen off precipitously compared to last year. And you look at Philly, top 15 in walk rate. They're not killing it in earning those freebies here last couple of weeks, but do have a tendency on occasion to take that fourth ball and acquire a base, especially Kyle Schwarber, who's batting leadoff. So to recap, Sandy Alcantara over 1.5 walks against Philadelphia, -130 at DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
I think he's going to get run. I just can't decide whether it's going to be because he's putting dudes on base with free passes or not. So that's my challenge with this particular one, because I could see him replicating exactly what he did in the matchup earlier this season and finishing with un walk, one, uno. And then you're hosed because you wind up with the under in this one. So this is probably going to be a hard pass for me. Just not really interested in this bet. I'm hoping it cashes for you, but for me, I'm going to find something else to put my cash on, especially at -130.
All to make that dinero, Sandy Alcantara. We need numero dos.
Number two.
Oh, speaking of number two, let's go ahead and dive in on it right now. And Jose Ramirez, you already are over on total bags. Let's take it the next step and say when he knocks in, maybe a pair of singles or a double, triple. Maybe it's a round tripper. He gets an RBI. And, of course, if it is the long ball variety, that is a guaranteed ribby. And I think he's going to get that against the Royals. Lundy already outlined it, so let me go ahead and repeat it. By the way, this is +115 at BetMGM. Daniel Lynch is a left-hander that he has pummeled often in his career. Faced him nine times. He's hit four hits in total with three RBI against Lynch, who's got a 4.06 ERA in his last five games. J-Ram, one of the hottest hitters in baseball over the last month. He's batting .353 with a 1,120 OPS. Now, the downside here, not very successful against southpaw pitching. Only bat a .188 on the season, but given his familiarity, given the high success rate that he has with Daniel Lynch and the fact the Kansas City bullpen is largely dreadful, I think he'll get an RBI, which he's only done in three of his last 11 games. So stepping away from that trend, Lundy, fade or follow, J-Ram, he already took the over on total bags, gets an RBI tonight against those Kansas City poppers, +115 at BetMGM. What do you say?
Well, one of those RBIs I actually hit last night because I had him at +420 to wind up with a home run and also smashed a nice little same gamer last night at +550 for J-Ram to have a home run and the Guardians to win the game. So that was a nice little payday considering that every other bet that I made last night was absolute dog shit.
Me as well.
Well, I look, you had who was it? Was it Toronto and the Sox that went into extra innings tied 0-0?
Yeah.
Like for guys like you and I that play player props, yesterday's action sucked because we had a lot of the first six games on the docket yesterday in Major League Baseball. Five of them were nerfies, and some of them's nerfies just kept going into like inning four and five and all of that. There was no scoring taking place, nothing. And so the fact that, you know, you and I like to do player props, that was a shitty night for us to be able to do some betting. So he cashed for me last night on the RBI. I really like this one. I'm rolling with J-Ram today going up against Daniel Lynch. I already gave you some of the reasoning why. I'll throw an early bonus time out for you that I was going to include. In addition to it, his HRR, his hits plus runs plus RBIs, is actually at 2.5, but the over is plus 125.
Ooh, yeah, J-Ram, bring it home with her on the HRR. Maybe just an RBI total bags. We don't care. We love you tonight.
Number one.
All right, Numero Uno on the Fade 5 podcast today. We got to go with the Big Red Machine. And God, my goodness, have they been cinnamon spicy hot like those Red Hots you loved as a kid. I still love them right now. I think there's some sort of illicit drug that's also baked into those things. But regardless, I digress on this SGP. Give me Cincinnati to score three or more runs, and then give me the throwing sensation that is Andrew Abbott to strike out at least six against Milwaukee. Minus 115 is the juice there at BetMGM. The Reds have scored at least three runs in 18 straight games. Offensively, they have been an absolute juggernaut. Hey, it's me. It's Joey Votto, who is Tony Rizzo's cousin, a guy that has really been killing it right now. And really, this entire team has. Ellie De La Cruz has been sensational in his own right. McLean has been getting on base regularly. Spencer Steer, Friedel. It doesn't matter who they insert into the lineup. Guys are just raking. And I think that's going to be the case tonight in this matchup against Corbin Burns. And the only thing that Mr. Burns has been torching is his ERA, because he's got a 4.55 mark in that category the last 30 days, and he's got a 4.22 ERA at home this season. So I think Cincinnati will get it done to zero in on Andrew Abbott. He has struck out at least eight guys in three straight games. His K per nine now north of 10 on the season. An outstanding 28.9 call plus swing strike percentage. And the contact rate, only 75.4%. In Milwaukee, over the last couple of weeks, they've improved their standing. They're middle of the pack, number 17 in strikeout percentage during that stretch. But if you expand that over the last month, they rank inside the top 10 in K rate. So to recap on this SGP, and Lenny, hopefully you'll come with me. Cincinnati, three or more runs, and Andrew Abbott, emerging ace for this franchise, six plus Ks in Milwaukee, minus 115 at BetMGM.
Oh, yeah. But you say that like you have to talk me into this one. Look at what the Reds have been doing. I mean, yeah, you can roll with Abbott because of the Ks. I'm fine with that. But look what the Reds have been doing. They can lose and they're still scoring. They're having games. It's their over-unders in a huge chunk of their games make it look like the Rockies playing at Coors. They have had over-unders that are hovering between 9.5 and 11 when we're talking about game totals. So, yeah, take the Reds for three runs. We all know that De La Cruz can do it with one swing, especially if the Nats want to check his bat again. So, yes, run with this. You absolutely – I love this. This is my favorite of your Fade Five.
Well, it's a good thing it's number one, and Lundy with a strong follow there. Will I be returned the favor? It's bonus time. What else you got on the docket tonight, my friend, in Major League Baseball?
Not the best odds in the world, but I want to go back to the Bronx for a second. Tie on over on 2.5 earned runs allowed. Hell, folks, he might do this in the first three innings against New York there at home. Now, Rizzo's got to wake his bat up. I don't know, you know, get him a bucket of KFC, something like that, and he'll be fine. Sacrifice the chicken. But give me the over on that, which is hovering between minus 135 and minus 140, depending upon the book that you go to. But I do really like him to give up the earned runs. Sticking with the pitchers that I think are going to struggle, let's talk Tyler Glasnow, shall we? Take the under on 17.5 total outs, which, by the way, has moved in the 21-some minutes that you and I have been doing the pod. I originally wrote it down at minus 105 at Caesars. I'm now looking at the screen, and it's at minus 115. So this is going to keep moving, folks. Go grab it while you can. Couple of reasons why. First and foremost, he's only hit 18 outs once all season. In seven starts, excuse me, he's only done it once, and that was in a game where he was pitching out of his mind against the Texas Rangers. He went six innings and only gave up one hit to the Rangers. That doesn't happen with this guy very often. He makes it into the sixth, but he doesn't finish. He's doing 5 1/3, 5 2/3. I don't think he gets to the six mark, especially with the way Atlanta's bats are. So again, take the under on Glasnow with his total outs. And again, the line's moving. It was at 105, 20, minus 105, 20 minutes ago. Now it's at minus 115. I mentioned the fact that we've got Kansas City on the road in Cleveland, who's absolutely awful on the road. So I already gave you the reasons that I like Ramirez. Frankly, I like a lot of the stuff that's going on with the Guardians. The other team that sucks on the road, obviously the Oakland A's. Kansas City is 12-32. Oakland is 13-32 on the road. So I've got a couple of options for you, depending upon how you're feeling on the team huevos for a Friday. If you take Cleveland and Boston just on the money line, that two-legger is a plus 118. But if you want to take them on the run line, -1.5 each one of them, that two-legger jumps to plus 285 over at Caesars, which is a very sexy payday against two teams that suck on the road. Folks, Kansas City and Oakland combined on the season are a minus 387 on the run differential. It is ugly what these two teams are doing, and obviously they suck on the road. So again, just straight money line on the Guardians and the Red Sox is a plus 118. But if you take them both on the run line, it's plus 285. And then the last one I got to throw out, he's got home runs in three straight games and in four out of his last five. And if you're going to give me plus 600 odds for him to do it again, give me Francisco Alvarez to go yard for the Mets one more time. As I said, he's just done it in three straight. Now they go on the road against Yu Darvish and the Padres as they continue this West Coast swing. And this four home runs in his last five games have been happening on this West Coast trip. So he does not care that he is away from home right now. He is raking. And I'm going to say that he does it again because right now the odds makers over at DraftKings have him at 6-1 to round trip it one more time. I say he stays hot. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, getting loosey with a juicy on Alvarez. I like that call quite a bit. Let's work again. Another plus money wager in the team huevos parlay play of the day. Just a two-legger. So keeping this somewhat conservative, but you see the juice here, plus 219 on this bad boy. Rich Hill, the ancient one of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He gets two or more walks in the desert against Arizona. And Luis Castillo, now a member of the Seattle Mariners, a former Red, two plus walks in H-Town against the Stros. And again, plus 219 there at DraftKings. You look at Rich Hill, what he has done. He has issued at least two walks in 14 of 17 starts this season. He's got that 3.35 walks per nine mark overall. A little bit high on the road. In that category, a 3.41, the call plus swing strike rate, a modest 27.6%. And Arizona has the 12th highest walks percentage of any team in Major League Baseball the last couple of weeks. Meanwhile, look at Luis Castillo. It's all about taking advantage of the matchup because Houston has been playing the patience game at home plate and in the batter's box. Number eight in walk percentage here the last couple of weeks. And Castillo has gone over this in three of his last five starts. And most importantly, he's not at home. when he is in Great Northwest, he's got overall a 2.51 walks per nine mark, but away from the Great Northwest, a 3.18 BB per nine. So a little bit wilder on the road. As a result, I will take advantage of that, especially against Houston, who's taken a lot of ball four. So to recap, Rich Hill, two or more walks. Luis Castillo, two or more walks as well, plus 219 on that two-legger. Entirely achievable at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere here in bonus time, man, do I love Patrick Bailey tonight. So for those of you that have been following batters-box.com, one of my co-producers behind the scenes at Live and Line, Mike Montgomery, built this thing, and he's a freaking genius. It maximizes and measures all the analytics that are out there. And, you know, there's a million different ways to skin this cat, and he has done an incredible job with the tool that he has built, and it's absolutely free at batters-box.com. And number one on the board tonight is none other than Patrick Bailey, the rookie of the San Francisco Giants. Based on the matchup rating alone and how astronomically high it is, I have to take him on the over 1.5 total bases. And it's a plus 140 right now at BetMGM. He is a switch hitter, and he has been over this in three of his last eight games. But most importantly tonight, he's facing the Colorado Rockies. And drilling down on that matchup, he's going against Austin Gomber, who is a left-hander. And against Southpaws this season, these are real, and they're gaudy numbers. Bailey batting just .424 with a 1,215 OPS and 33 at-bats against LHPs. Gomber been better a little bit on the road by comparison at home, but still overall 6.64 ERA, 45.6% hard hit percentage. And, of course, he is worse against left-handed hitters, which means Bailey's a switcher. He could bat right. He could bat left. It doesn't matter. I think he's got to find a gap, and he's got to cash in the over 1.5 total bases. Again, plus 140 there at BetMGM. And then finally on my board tonight, Bailey Ober. I am taking the over on outs against the Baltimore Orioles. A whole lot of O's there. And the outs mark is at 17.5. That juice is minus 115. I'm willing to pay it. Why he's done this in five of his last six games. Oh, and coincidentally enough, he did against Baltimore. On July 1st, he went seven strong, scattered just two hits, no walks, and eight strikeouts. He has been a master of control, 1.76. That is it. Walks per nine mark this season. So given the recent success, not only against the opponent, but overall, and fact too, that the Orioles are number 19 in total runs scored the last 2 weeks, plating 58 in 13 games. I believe Bailey Ober hits the over on 17.5 outs and survives a full six innings of play. All right, we are out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Do us a favor, if you enjoy this program, drop us a rating and a review and give us a thumbs up, buddy, there on the YouTube. Also, fade or follow us on the Twitter or maybe the Threads. Lundy and I have accounts there. I'm Team Wavos. Lundy, what's yours?
I'm old school. If you've followed me on social media for long enough, my handle is Doc Hauser. Some of you know why, but it's Doc Hauser. That's how you find me, as in Doogie. But that's how you find me over on the Threads, because that's where I am on Instagram. There's some clown who's got Nate Lundy, and it's fine. I'm sure it's his name. But the dude's on Instagram, and he's never posted anything. So the ass clown is just sitting on at Nate Lundy, and I'm not cool enough to go steal it from him. So so I'm Doc Hauser over there on the Threads. How many people? Like 875 billion have signed up, according to Zuck.
Yeah, I think I'll take the over on that. To be honest,
I think he's smart, but I'm a little concerned about his math skills. That's an entirely different conversation.
Well, maybe Elon will punch him in the face and those mask skills will suddenly come back. Who the heck knows? We'll find out on pay-per-view. I have no idea if and when that fight's ever going to occur. But what I do know...
Programming note. I'm out next week, people.
Oh, you are.
I'm on vacation. I'm tired of Brad. I'm getting the out of here, and I will be on vacation. So Brad will probably throw, you're going to throw some, what, home run derby bets at people? You're going to roll that next
maybe.
Week?
I might roll with that. Just like a five-minute video on Monday or Tuesday. On Monday, it would have to be for the home run derby and maybe some for the All-Star game. But, yeah, I'll fly solo early in the week. I'll fly solo later in the week. We'll get you the content that you're thirsty for to satisfy you. But, Lundy, yeah, enjoy the vacation and let the live patience pour.
I shall, my friend. It will be a much needed break. So I'm looking forward to that one. Home run derby. Just take Alonzo. Quit. Who cares? Just keep betting. Just bet on Pete.
I will take Luis Robert at plus 400 with some of that early action. So we'll go toe-to-toe on that. And we're going to have those bets posted along with all of our other action on the Twitter at Nate Lundy. And you can follow my spreadsheet, too, at Noisy Huevos for the soon-to-be vacation. Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.